Yeah. Are you going to be out here for a while?
Yeah, till 4.
Brittany Hernandez is not alone. Each year, she and about 160,000 other college students in Colorado take out a federal Stafford loan. Standing by a fountain between classes on the CU campus, the fourth-year student from Greeley, majoring in Chicano studies, says it's the only way she can afford college.
The price of living has gone up in Boulder. My family can't afford to support me financially. So unfortunately, I've had to take out loans to be able just to stay here at CU.
The subsidized loan is guaranteed by the government, which also pays the interest on it while students like Hernandez are in school and for 6 months after they graduate. But unless Congress acts before July, that current 3.4% interest rate will double to 6.8% on some loans, and the six-month grace period will also go away.
That might mean giving up my car because my mom and I, can't afford both vehicles. That might mean that my mom cannot get the house that she's seeking to buy right now. We've never had our own home.
Hernandez says she's frustrated with the gridlock in Congress, but excited that President Obama is coming to CU to highlight the potential financial woes facing her and about a third of the students on campus.
We disbursed over $91 million in Stafford loans last year, and we gave that money to approximately 9,500 students.
Ophelia Morales is Associate Director of CU Boulder's Office of Financial Aid. She says interest rates have steadily gone down since President George W. Bush and a Democratic-controlled Congress agreed to lower them 5 years ago. She and others in the financial aid industry had been hoping the rate would get locked in at 3.4% for perpetuity. Morales says going into debt is worth it if a bachelor's degree is the outcome.
I think anything that can decrease the cost of borrowing for students is what's going to be best for the student. And I think as a representative of CU Boulder, we're always going to advocate for that.
Not surprisingly, there are a lot of advocates for Mr. Obama's student loan plan on this campus and in the city that hosts it, famous for its liberal politics. Still, as a line about 1,000 deep snaked around the Corps Event Center for tickets yesterday, several passing students could be heard uttering not-so-flattering phrases about the president and his economic policies. It's something Colorado Republicans hope to capitalize on.
The issues that I think most young people are really concerned about is when they graduate, are they going to have a job?
State GOP Chairman Ryan Call says the still struggling job market is a much greater concern for students than the interest rates on their loans. And if swing state Colorado comes down to the youth vote, Call says Republicans have a good chance, even in Boulder.
The president is going to somewhere where he thinks he's going to be preaching to the choir. But I think he'll be surprised. I think there's going to be a significant amount of college students there, they're going to be asking some tough questions. They're going to be looking at his record, looking at all those promises that he made on the campaign trail, and saying, you really haven't delivered.
For her part, student Brittany Hernandez does lay blame on Mr. Obama for not delivering on all of his campaign promises, and chiefly a fix to the country's immigration system.
A lot of students are ready to see change and ready to organize and ready to move in. We didn't see as much as we would like to have in the last 4 years.
But Hernandez, who will become student body president at CU next month, says she's still planning to organize and campaign for Mr. Obama's re-election this year in hopes that that change will come during a second term. The president makes his first appearance in Boulder since taking office tonight at the Corps Event Center. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.